Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, the Keystone Sports app. Be sure to check us out on Spotify as well, Keystone Sports Network. I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith and Greg Pickle here with me. We're coming to you from Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It is our 2019 look-ahead palooza is what we're going to call it. We're starting in the Big Ten, just looking at the teams surrounding Penn State, the Big Ten East with some early thoughts there, the Big Ten West, same deal, just our preliminary thoughts on the teams and how that competition is going to start to shake out. We're going to focus back on Penn State's roster with a preview of the defensive end position, which is an exciting one to get to. We did the defensive tackles earlier this week. We'll continue working our way down through all the position groups on Penn State's roster. We'll close things out as we usually do with Ask Greg, your Penn State football and recruiting questions for our own Greg Pickle here. So we'll call this a continuation of our look ahead to 2019. We've done breakout picks on both sides of the ball for Penn State. We've done biggest question marks on both sides of the ball. We've even given out some preliminary awards, who we think is going to be Rookie of the Year, Player of the Year, MVP, that kind of thing. All that stuff is at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. If you haven't downloaded the Keystone Sports app, do that now. You can get all of it there as well. All part of our grand preview package. Today, we want to add some context to what we think the Big Ten East and West races are. So right now, we'll talk Big Ten East, we'll talk Big Ten West in a little bit. I think to summarize both, just for starters, the Big Ten East, Greg, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is that you have a situation, even with Urban Meyer gone, where you can probably expect Ohio State to be the best team. Right. You can probably expect Michigan to be the second best team. You can probably expect Penn State to be the third best team, even if they have had a recent tendency of losing to Michigan State, who's, I think, deserves to be the fourth best team. And then nobody else was really a factor. That, I think, has been the blueprint each of the past few years. It's the blueprint, I think, for 2019 as well, where the Big Ten West, you have Wisconsin trying to hold on there to some exciting coaching and programs that could be on the rise, looking at your Purdue's, your Nebraska's, and your Minnesota's, where you could see some shakeup in the West, where the East is pretty much more of the same.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it doesn't really seem like it changes that much from year to year. It's Penn State, Michigan State, Ohio State, and Michigan, and odds are that Ohio State and Michigan will control the race to the Big Ten East title, and that Penn State's matchup with both of those teams a little bit later in the year will more or less determine who represents that division in the conference title game. So, yeah, I mean, Ryan Day out, or in, Urban Meyer out, Justin Fields in. I mean, there's some things that have changed for sure, but I mean, for the most part, they just keep clicking on out there. They have a tremendous recruiting group coming in. They already have a very highly regarded class for next year. So, I mean, I think, Dustin, when you break it all down, you know, Ohio State is in position to just keep on keeping on, and so are the other two schools.
So Ohio State, 13-1 last year, 8-1 in the Big Ten. That one loss was a damaging one. 49-20 they lose at Purdue. They also got blown out on the road against Iowa 2 years ago. So those are losses that can define seasons. But without a doubt, Ohio State, a very, very talented team once again. Ryan Day takes over for Urban Meyer. There's some real optimism that he can not only just hold the line here, but maybe take Ohio State into new, exciting territory. He's known as an offensive innovator. So you bring in Justin Fields along for the ride, who transfers from Georgia. He gets a waiver from the NCAA. He can play right away. The expectation is that he's going to run this offense very, very well. Penn State fans should know Justin Fields. He was committed and decommitted, went to Georgia despite the presence of Jake Fromm, and was unable to win that job, which I think odds were stacked against him anyway. So now he's at Ohio State competing against Penn State. Most of the offensive line is gone. They have one starter back from that group. Nine starters back from a defense that was really, really good and really talented. Chase Young is a name to know at defensive end. We mentioned earlier in the week the Big Ten could have a number of first-round caliber picks, maybe four, right? So looking at Kenny Willekes from Michigan State, Yetur Gross-Matos, A.J. Epinesa from Iowa, and maybe Chase Young from Ohio State.
Right.
Defensive linemen are there's a lot of good ones in the Big Ten, and Chase Young might be the best of them all. I would say about their schedule, it's backloaded. You got Penn State and Michigan, the final two games of the year, a non-conference schedule that you can – maybe you have high expectations for Cincinnati this year, but Florida Atlantic, Cincinnati, and Miami of Ohio. There seems to be a good chance that going into the final 2 weeks that Ohio State's 10-0 and in that college football playoff conversation, needing to take care of business against Penn State and Michigan.
Right. So – if you look at ESPN's football power index, it actually likes Michigan much better than Ohio State. It actually likes Penn State more than Ohio State, believe it or not. It has Michigan as the top team in the Big Ten by a pretty substantial margin with an FPI of 21.2. You can take or leave FPI, but it's an interesting thing to kick around in the dog days of July.
I think those metrics, like Phil Steele has come on the show before, and experience at offensive line I think factors into multiple metrics. So if you're inexperienced there, maybe that works against you from a metric like that. Maybe not. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, it's hard to say. But, what I will say is that, obviously Penn State is going to have some work to do when it plays Michigan. And it's not just going to be about Shea Patterson and that defense, that offense. But Josh Gattis doesn't know all of Ricky Ronnie's tricks and tips, but he knows a lot of them. Now, and conversely, Penn State will know plenty of Josh Gattis' tendencies too. So that's going to be a fascinating chess match, I think. And by then, we'll have a better feel for how Jim Harbaugh is actually going to let Josh Gattis coach. Is he going to let him do everything? Is Harbaugh going to be a little bit more controlling than we thought he would be? It'll be an interesting question to answer a little bit down the road.
Yeah, how he cedes control. Bringing Josh Gattis in was a move that was going to freshen up and innovate the Michigan offense, which was old school, I think, to a fault sometimes in previous years. So now you bring Josh Gattis in for a fresh look. We're talking about the 2019 season, looking at the Big Ten East. And there's also great news, speaking of 2019, for anyone still interested in getting in on the buy one, get one free offer from GoPSURV.com. We advertised it for the month of June. Well, we brought it back with some RVs still available. Mark's decided to extend that offer now through the end of July. Here's how it works. Very simple. You rent one RV to either the first two games of the year, Idaho or Buffalo. You get another RV free for the same game. Double the family, double the friends, absolutely positively double the fun. For more information, go to gopsurv.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 if you're interested in the ultimate tailgating experience. Once again, gopsurv.com. Michigan, four guys back on the O-line. Some really talented wide receivers that I believe have been underutilized at Michigan, who I don't think will be anymore. Donovan Peoples-Jones will have a chance to be not just a talented guy, but a very, very productive guy for Josh Gattis. Schedule-wise, at Wisconsin on September 21st, at Penn State on October 19th, at home against Notre Dame the following weekend on the 26th, and they're at home against Ohio State on November 30th. They better back up expectations, because with that schedule, there's a chance that the season can get away from Michigan. They're going to have to clear some hurdles pretty much every step along the way.
Right.
And that'll be an interesting thing to follow. Obviously, Penn State, we know what its questions are, what its issues are. We have a good sense, and I do believe, speaking of Michigan, there's a good shot for Penn State to be unbeaten when they play Michigan at home under the whiteout. And at that point in time, if they develop and Sean Clifford is what we believe he can be, all bets are off with that great equalizer of home field. And the complexion of Penn State's season can swing one way or the other after Michigan. Michigan State, I would say a disappointing 7-6 last year, beat Penn State for the second year in a row, though. if they don't pull it together and get off to a pretty fast start, they're in a similar position. Things can get bumpy fast. Arizona State on September 14th, who I believe they beat Michigan State last year.
Yes.
At Northwestern on the 21st, at Ohio State October 5th, at Wisconsin October 12th, and then at home against Penn State October 26th. That's a really challenging October schedule for Michigan State. You have Brian Lewerke back. I would say he's looking to rebound through 8 touchdowns, 11 interceptions last year. 17 starters back total on offense and defense. So what they were last year, if they can grow from there, they've got Kenny Willekes, who's an All-America candidate at defensive end. There are some good pieces back here. I just don't know if they're great pieces. I think that's the Michigan State story. They've won with similar teams in the past, though. So it's an experienced group. So if there's ever a time where Mark D'Antonio can get these guys to make a run at something, maybe this is the year.
I think they have the talent, but it's a tricky road stretch that they have, Dustin. They got to go to Northwestern, which we'll talk about them, I guess, in the next segment, and we both feel a certain way about the Wildcats. But yep. You know, Ohio State is a road game for them. Wisconsin and Michigan are both road games for Michigan State. So while I do think that this roster is good enough for that quote-unquote bounce back year, I'm a little bit skeptical of whether the schedule will allow for it. I just think that that's too many road tasks to have to master to, you know, be 9-3 or 10-2. It's just to go, you know, they probably beat Northwestern on the road. I could see beating Wisconsin on the road. I'm not sure I can see him beating Ohio State and Michigan on the road. So that might, a loss to one or both of them would knock them out of the Big Ten East race.
Looking at some of these, we'll call them also-rans because we don't have much expectations. Yeah. Maryland brings in Mike Locksley. Pretty disastrous finish to the 2018 season, but Anthony McFarland was a revelation. They bring in Josh Jackson, the quarterback from Virginia Tech, on a transfer. Shaq Smith comes in as a transfer from Clemson. You have guys who want to be there, want to be part of Mike Locksley's first run as a head coach. Quarterbacks couldn't stay healthy in 2018. If Josh Jackson stabilizes that position, you can envision Maryland being a little bit of a threat, not much of one. I think there's a pretty big roster overhaul that you can't really mask with a quarterback transfer.
Right.
But they're selling hope right now. Indiana, 18 total starters back. Peyton Ramsey, an experienced quarterback. Stevie Scott is a 1,000-yard rusher who's back. Nick Westbrook, pretty good wide receiver. You know that defense with Tom Allen's going to be competitive. You know, you always wonder, can they do more than just hover around 500 in this division? I have some doubts about that. They get Ohio State early, though, September 14th. Rutgers, Chris Ash, now 7-29 in his fourth season, 1-11, 0-9 last year. Not much hope on the offensive side of the ball. The hope, I guess, rests in Art Sitkowski, his ability to grow as a true sophomore. Most of the defense is now gone. Is there anything you can expect beyond no. 2, 3, 4 wins? It's hard to believe it. It's also hard to see Chris Ash surviving his fourth season. Rutgers might need to go in a new direction if they don't show improvement quick. All right, we're going to do the same thing on the Big Ten. We just give you a Big Ten West. Just give you a little flavor of what to expect from each team right after this break.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.